coming, that's all. My favorite time. I went already. I was Yaitza once already years ago. I don't know why they called me again.
Next week, I'll go next week.
Are you going also? Yeah, okay. Baruch Hashem, they'll fire you the first day, you know what I mean? That's what he did last time for me, Baruch Hashem. Okay. The last paragraph on Kasten Kapeda. But B'chlau said, Gam Kenesh Le'e Kabdan. Included is that he shouldn't, Kabdan is not angry. Kabdan, how does he translate Kabdan?
Easily offended.
Offended. See, because it's very interesting, the Chafetz Chaim says that Kabdan is not an Isser. He writes that the, well, he brings that to Gemara, we'll see in a second. But he brings the Gemara as a riot that it's not an Isser. It's a Mila. It's a Mila not to be a Kabdan. But it's not like Kas, which is a no-no. Kabdan is a not preferable thing. You'll see in a minute. Now, I mean, Shammai was a Kabdan, right? Now, what does that tell me? If it were Isser, Shammai didn't Mechal Shabbos, Shammai didn't eat Treif, Shammai wasn't in Kas, he was a Kabdan. It's not, see, so the Chafetz Chaim says it's not Yitzchak Margaretin, that Kabdan is not included in the Isser of Kas. It's a different...
Stern and unyielding.
Right. Well, unyielding. Also, I want to point out, which I think is Swarm Shutim. Shammai, you know, the left-wing people like to say that Hill was Mr. Nice Guy and Shammai was Mr. Not Nice Guy. Chas v'sholom. Shammai held that this is the derech a person has to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo with. It wasn't like he reacted to his natural tendencies. It wasn't. It was that he held this is the right way. That's what he held. Kabdonis is the right way. And Chazal were paskening that it's not the right way. It's good for Shammai, but that's not the way we should behave. The only thing I'm going to say is Kabdon Kishammai.
I mean, each one of us has a
chelek.
None of us is a Xerox of anyone else. Even identical twins have a great deal of...
That's right. All they're saying is the Mahalach HaChayim.
What we have been given, which we now filter through work and learning into something
right.
Better, which is exactly what Shammai did.
Again, Shammai held that this was the right way to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
For him,
which is all that counts. His Mahal HaChayim. By the way, he probably held that way for his Talmidim as well. But that I can't prove. But Amru, Kabdenusa Shor Shammai is Big Shalom Deinu Min Olam. Chazal used the word that the Gerim said that Shammai being stern almost destroyed us. Because Chazal tavsu al Liyo shay kabdan. This is the Gemara the Chafetz Chaim brings. That the Tana told the Liyo, you're a kabdan. I mean, Liyo Hanavi, this is not while he was alive either. This is after he died, and the Tana said, you're being a kabdan. The Chafetz Chaim brings this as a raya. The kabdanus is not the same as Kas. But not me, it's again. I'm just quoting, I'm not saying my own. I never was stern in my house. Okay, here is my Shabbatu. And Chazal say his being stern at one point caused him to make a mistake. Chazal, Lashon is Bolichal Kas, Bolichal Tos, Amar Shrabenu. But he brings the Chazal that says he was a Kabdan. He was Makbid one time. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Nistanku Ruach HaKadosh Mimenu. Mikan Atalom, Shekabda Mamet Chochmasai. Loses his Chochma. Always Reb Nassim. Mamet Chochma, Mamtin Bidvarav, Le Makbid Al Dvarav. He should be careful, slow. What did he say, Mamtin?
Moderate.
And not stern. She called Makbar al Dvarov and Shakayach is Dvarov. She came to the Mesh Rabbeinu. By the way, Dvarim Kavachai, my man, Mesh Rabbeinu Chachim, God was being told him, Avon and Vim. Psa Sheikh, but al Dvarov, when he was stern, Shakayach is Dvarov, Anu Allah has come of the Kam. I'm going to finish this paragraph, read that. Of the Kala Rambasi, in Mesechtes Kala Rambasi, have a kiyasid Namucha, be like a low peg, Shakayal Talumba, that everybody hangs their stuff on. So they take Kabdan. Don't be stern. Shein adim yochel l'shochah. That nobody will be able to ask you a question. Ve'nati day yai masifascha. Because you don't know when you go on. Ve'im askirin shemecha. They won't remember you anymore. I think it's just saying the more available you are, the more accessible you are, the nicer you are, the more you're good for posterity. V'sham amrei b'yozochel l'toyv. Lo'ilam in atayim esparashes. And l'mishein akabdan. And Yoel said that Torah gets explained to somebody that's not a kabdan. So Yoel, I don't show up the people that are a kabdan. Asher Misha Pogabai. Fortune is the person that met Yoel. Misha Yosef, my one who sat with him. Shemuftum Shemben Eilam Haba. Maran Kosev, that's the Chazaynish. Ani Magzegas Abkadonis, the Begunim Va'oid. I consider sternness as very un... What's the word?
Disgraceful,
thank you. Ad kan l'shaynay b'ashem yizbarach yatzileinu mikabdonis. Okay? Let us start with Masechtas Nida. I believe I... Okay, we are on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're going to start from 5th line from the top. 37A, fifth line from the top. Boy, Rabba. Rabba had a question. Kushi Mao Shatister Beziva. Here's a woman. She's pregnant. She was in Ida. She had a difficult pregnancy, at least as far as this is concerned. She became in Ida. 7 days later, she went to the mikvah. She was fine. And then she became a Zava. She became a Zava during pregnancy. No labor pain involved. Regular, old Zava. And now she's in the middle of a Shiva Nikim, and she has labor pain, and she sees that. So the question is, Kushi Mao Shatista Beziva. Does that labor pain blood take off that she has to start Shiva Nikim all over again? Dover Hamatame Saiser, the High Nami Matame, Bimei Nida, it's supposed to be Bimei Nida. This is also Matame during the days of Nida. So this blood is potentially Tameh. I do Madavar Hagairim Saiser. Only things that would cause Ziva would be Saiser during the seven Nikiyim. The High Lav Gairimu. And this does not cause Zivas. Because if this happened during the days of Zivas, it would not count during Zivas. Rashi. Kushi Mao Shatester Beziva. Koma. I'm sorry? The last white man. Kushi Mao Shatista Beziva, Kol Ma Shasav for everything that she counted. Dover Agayim Lidei Ziva, Imbrasa Shalish. V'hai Elam Gayim, meaning Rashi's explaining to be a Zava, you have to see 3 days in a row, but this blood that came would be considered part of that 3 day process. And this one would not be. V'yasiba Lidei Ziva. V'yikasha. Okay, so Rashi's going to have a Kasha now. So that's the Gemara Shaila, right? That's the Gemara Shaila. So the question is, this lady that had the labor pain, L'chaira gave birth right afterwards. Because if she didn't give birth later afterwards, then it wasn't labor pain. Right? So she gave birth. So now, if she gave birth, the question becomes, I guess, I might be wrong, the dam later is not Saiser. Because if dam later were Saiser, right, so then, who cares if Dam Kushi is Saiser or not? It's going to end up with a Leda. So unless that is, it's the one and the same Shaila. Meaning, if you hold Dam Kushi is not Saiser, then Dam Leda can't be Saiser. Because to be Dam Kushi, it has to result in a Leda. If it doesn't result in a Leda, it's not Dam Kushi. So, inevitably, if you hold Dam Kushi is not Saiser, that means you're saying this kind of blood can't be Gairam Ziva, and therefore it's not Saiser, so the later wouldn't be Saiser either. So if she counts the 3 Nikim, and then she gives birth, and then she has Nikim afterwards, she only needs 4 more days. That would be L'chaira, what to say. What? If it's, well, it's, let's see the next part of Rashi. Mikashav our Kerashay in Gairam, to the Kaimalam the Saiser. Kerry is not Gairam Zivas. And yet, halacha is if a guy becomes a Balkari, a man, during his Shiva Nikiyam, it's Saiser. The Trash Ahil Asirili, it's not true, it's not Saiser. The Chad Yoimu with the Saiser. Kerry only removes 1 day. She can buy rubber, Lister Akhil. So again, it won't count towards the Shiva Nikiyam. Rashi seems to say clearly, it's not that the Dam of Kushi would be zero and it counts now she has Shiva Nikiyam. No, it would not. It would not count towards the Shiva Nikiyam. What the Gemara is saying is that even though it doesn't count towards the Shiva Nikiyam, is it Seiser or not? And Keri is not Seiser. Keri doesn't count that day, but you can continue, right? As Zav sees 3 days clean and then he's a Balkeri, he can continue with 4 clean days. The day he saw the Keri doesn't count. So the day she saw the Dam Kushi wouldn't count, but she would not need another 7 days. She would only need subsequent whatever she needs, yes.
Is this talking where she had relief from the pain before the Leda?
No. If she did, then it wouldn't be Dam Kushi.
Then that for sure will be Seiser?
It's not Dam Kushi.
Got it.
See,
I thought Leda.
What we have to remember is here that it's the same blood. Chemically. I shouldn't say the word chemically because I don't know. For our appearance, it's the same blood. It's unlike Keri and Zayv that we can tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference between Dam Leda, Dam Ziva, Dam Bida, Dam Tayar. Blood is blood is blood is blood. Halachically, they're different. What we're saying is, if a woman doesn't give birth from Tushi, that wasn't Dam Kushi, halachically. That's what we're saying. A woman that's in labor and then stops pain and gives birth 24 hours later or a day, or whatever it is, it wasn't Dam Kushi.
Not that it should be.
It's blood during your Shiva Nikiyam. It's Matamiher. So, therefore, is it blood that's Tame? It's not Dam Tayer.
Results in a Leda, it's not.
Yes, it is.
She's
not Tame when she gives birth?
Again.
Tame. What the cause is doesn't bother me. Nobody said that the Dam Leda Kushi is Tahar. You seem to be troubled.
Didn't we state earlier that it's impossible to become a Nida during your day Zivus?
Correct.
So isn't a typical...
But you can give birth.
So isn't a typical Leda, we call that Nida?
Halachically, it's the same. I'm not interested. I don't know what you mean. Blood is blood is blood is blood. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not categorized like by a man. What Rashi's saying is, no tzad that the day she sees it counts. Like Gara Mikari, which is not Garam Zivus, and yet takes off one day. Our question is, does she have to start the 7 all over again?
What about going to Levi, to Mayanos? Does the Mayan start when she's Bukushi? That's the Mayan of Leda.
And therefore, Mayan of Leda is Tomei. Again, first of all, Levi said it about Dam Tayer. He never said it about Dam Leda. Second, though, even if you want to say it about Dam Leda, it's not going to make a difference. Zogt Gemara, Amalei Abaya. Einis Beziva Yechiach. Now, Abaya goes, and he compares man to woman here. Now, they changed the gears here. In my preparation, I have an Eitz V'Hadar. Not an Eitz V'Hadar, Masifta, which is an Eitz V'Hadar. It says, Einis Bezav Yechiach. They change it from Ziva to Zav, because we're going now to bring a Raya to a woman from a man. Einis Bezav Yechiach. She'ein Gairim V'Seitzer. A man who sees Zivus Ba'Einis during Yeshivan Me'Nikiyim. Right? He is in there in Yeshivan Nikiyim. A man, came as Zav, he has to count 7 clean days. And now he sees a Zivus caused by himself. He jumped, he ate, he thought, whatever caused it. Wasn't natural, but it ruins the 7 days. In the 7 days, we don't care what caused the Zivus. Again, the same texture as the Zivus before, caused by person inducing it by doing something, and yet it's Seiser. It's not Gairim. This would not make him a Zav. This wouldn't make him a Zav. And yet it's Seiser. So it's a Raya that you can make you become Tummy without Gairim. Saying the Gairim is Seiser. Amalei, so Rava answered Abaya, Lai, in truth, Hainami Gairim Hu. It's not true. Einis is also a Gairim. Bitnan, Ra Ria Rishaina, Bite can I say. The first Ria, we check him, and we said before that we check him for carbon, if you remember. Shnia, Bite can I say. Shlishis ein bayt kinaisai. So you see that in the third one, he becomes a zav for carbon b'aynus. So you see, aynus is a gyra. It causes the level of carbon. So don't say aynus is not a gyra. Aynus is a gyra. It changes this level of zivus. So a man's aynus, you cannot say it's not gyra. It might not be gyra everything, but it's gyra part of zivus. Rashi. Like we said before, that a zav machmas aynus is not a zav. Like we say, that of the fourth miyah, which is during the Shiva Nikiyam, we don't ask questions. Lai be'emes. In truth, aynus nami gairam huli de zav. Shimrah shtayim shalai b'aynus, ushlichis b'aynus, mitzar from the carbon. If the first two were without aynus, and the third one was aynus, it counts for carbon. Nan shlishis ein bite can I say. The third one, we're not biting. Right. So, Rabbi tells Abaya, your raya is not a raya, because that is a gairam. Well, that's like saying post three.
Right.
So what did he call it?
I understand, but he's talking about post three. We're talking about three.
No. He's talking about, he's saying that it's tricer. He's proving it from the fact that it says by the fourth one we don't check him, which means that's the one during Shiva Nikiyam. So,
okay. We're saying the third one.
No, the third, Frech de Gemara, Ula Rabbi Ezer, Dam Abishlishi Bait, can I say? Okay, Nami Kibbutz, like Gram, like Sasa. So Abaya says to Rava, are you telling me that according to Rabbi Ezer that we do ask the questions? Are you telling me that Enochinami might not be Tzaitzer? Because he says that we ask the questions in the third one also. He doesn't bring a carbon unless he answers the questions in the third one. So there is no Gairim of an Inus. I'm a lay Enochinami. But less Enochinami. Maybe. You're right. Maybe. Who says not? You're right. You haven't proven anything. The Mishnah says that it's Tzaitzer. Who says that's going in like a Bliezer? Maybe Enochinami, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Aynus wouldn't be Tzaitzer. That's my Shaila. I don't know. Rashi. No, Rashi.
Well, he's countering on why I still have a question.
He asked him, the way you just answered me is that Zav is not a Raya because the third one is a Gairam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it isn't. So why don't I have a proof from Rabbi Eliezer that it's Tzaitzer even though it's not a Gairam?
So he needs to have a reason. That has to come naturally.
Exactly. And the answer is, you're right, maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, it wouldn't be Tzaitzer. Uriah wasn't the fact that the Mishnah says it's Tzaitzer. That might be in Rabbanan. Who says that's in Rabbi Eliezer? Okay, so there's a kasha that Rishayim have here. Why isn't anybody talking about the first one? Rav Huna told us back a lot ago that the first one is considered a zayv even by us. So that's part of a gairim. You need a one to get to a two. Why isn't anybody bringing a raya? Why isn't anybody saying that inus is a gairim because of number one? They're handling whether three is a gairim or not by inus. That's the machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. Why doesn't the Gemara say to Rabaya, excuse me, Abaya, Aynus is a Gairim. You can't have two without one, and that can be Aynus.
We're going to a lady here.
Again, the Raya Abaya was brought from a man. Who did he bring the Raya from?
I understand, but he need two Rias.
Again, let's stop back again. What makes us up? Two Rias.
Two Rias.
The first one can be Aynus?
Yes.
Is that part of the Gairam?
It's the first part of the Gairam.
Is it a Gairam?
Yes.
Okay, so then why doesn't the Gemara prove from there, slug up Abaya from there? Abaya said, you see from a man, that a non-Gairam is Tzaitzer.
It's only
really according to the Rabbanon, who say that the third one can be Bainus. That's how we slugged up Abaya. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, we said It could be that Enoch and Nami, it's not Saisa. The first one was blindness, and that's part of the Gairam.
But that's
not clear. Everybody agrees the first one can be blindness.
I thought we checked
the first one. Again. That's what we check him for. It's not a Gairam for Karma, but it's a Gairam for Zivas.
Well, I was trying to answer that. The whole reason we're bringing this is because we want to have by a woman also.
We're comparing women to women. That's a fact. That's the Gemara. Not fucking that up. So that's your question now. What was the Har Mida compare? The Gemara is bringing a ride from man to woman. That's what the Gemara is doing, right? That's the underlying point of this Gemara. We're proving woman from man. You don't like the proof? Good question. But that's not the point that we're dealing with. So some Rishonim want to say that Abai disagrees with Ravuna, that this Gemara holds that the first one also has to be natural, not blindness. Not like Ravuna told us a lot ago and that we accept it as fact. The other he has to say is that that's not called a Gairim because it only starts the process. It doesn't really cause the Zivas. The second one is what makes him a Zav. But that's the caution of Rishonim. The other one, I just wanted to mention it. I thought I'd be intellectually honest. Don't think of my advice. Kashima. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Av Mishlishes Bait Kenaisai, Bervias Aim Bait Kenaisai. Ah, Rabbi Eliezer says the fourth one is Saiser, even blindness. You just add to me that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the third one is a Gairim, but it has to be natural, right? And there is no Gairim. That's blindness. That's what you answered me according to Eliezer. I showed you that even according to Eliezer, the fourth one is Saiser, even though it's an blindness. You just told me a moment ago that according to Eliezer, ain't no hinami. Maybe blindness is not Saiser, because blindness is not a Gairim. That's what we just said a line before. Here's Eliezer saying that it is Saiser, even though it's an blindness. Revius ain't Baitkin, I say. Revius means doing the Sherman Akim. My love, Lestira. Isn't it saying that it's Saiser? I got a Gairim, so we can prove the Shaila, that even though something is not a cause, it can still be Saiser. But the Gemara learned that Tzmuya Lahiti Babamasa. All Rabbi Eliezer meant said that we don't ask him the questions because the drop of Zivus will be Tame anyway, even if it's Vinus. It'll be Tumah, that if you carry it, you become Tameh. Carry, if you carry, you don't become Tameh. Zivas, if you carry, you do become Tameh. How about if it's a Zivas Ba'inus? So, during the Shiva Nikiyim, a Zivas Ba'inus is Matama B'masa. That's all that he's saying. He's not saying that it would be Saiser. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. Zogt the Gemara, Tashma, Mishlishis, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a bite can I say. Mervias, ain't bite can I say. And the fourth one, we don't check him. And he says, the carbon amati, the loyalist nira. When I say we check him the third time, I'm talking about whether he's going to bring a carbon. But as far as Shiva Nikiyam is concerned, that he needs after two, if he sees the third one behind us, it's Saiser. Here's what Eliezer clearly stating. My questions are only whether he's going to bring a carbon. Here's a guy that's on two. He became a sub. He has to count Shiva Nikiyam. The next day he sees number three. So Eliezer, I'm going to question him because he doesn't bring a carbon if it's blindness. But his 7 days are gone. He has to start all over again. Day one doesn't count. Here's what Eliezer saying it clearly. That blindness is nicer, even though it's not a Gairim. Why not? When does he have to start counting Shiva Nikiyam? The light is zero. Elul Rabbi Eliezer Tivsha the Davish Ein Gairim Saiser. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, I can prove that even though it doesn't cause Zivus, it's Saiser. The Rabban am I, but I don't know according to the Rabban. You've proven it according to Rabbi Eliezer. He says you need Einus is never Gairim, and yet it's Saiser. The Rabban never said that, so we don't know. We can't prove for Rabbi Eliezer to the Rabban. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ella Lutuki can deter to the Tmuya B'masa. We back off from the terrace to the that it's that all it means is that the drop is metame by carrying it. And levade listira, boy like. However, you can't prove the shaila that non l'rabbanan beinan. We're asking according to the rabbanan. That pashtus l'rabbanan, you proved it according to Eliezer. Zogti gemara by the tashma. So now we're going to try to prove it from the rabbanan. So we have a proof according to Eliezer. He clearly states that even though haynus is not a gairim, it's a tzaitzer. Tashma. The tana avud rabbanan. Ma gairim loyzayva shiva. Right. The fichach. How many days of Tumah is Zivus Gairim? The guy becomes a Zav. How many days of Tumah does he have to keep? Seven. Therefore, if he sees during the seven, he's got to start a seven again. Ma Gairim Le Kiryai, what does Keri usually cause? Yaymechad. Lefichach, Saiser Yaymechad. Let's stop right now. A guy becomes a Baal Keri during Zivus. It's only Saiser one day. He sees Zav Zivus during Zivus, Saiser 7. So the Bryce is giving you a logic. Zivus causes 7 days. Therefore, a Zivus in the middle will make you start the 7 again. Keri causes 1 day. Therefore, a Keri in the middle of the Zivus would only destroy 1 day. Each one takes away the amount that it causes Tumah. Zivus can cause Tumah for 7 days. Therefore, a Zivus during the Shiva Nikiyim requires 7 days afterwards. Keri only causes Tumah for 1 day, therefore a Keri during the Shiva Nikiyim only requires that 1 day. That's what the Braisa says. That's the Lashon HaBraisa. Now, but my Shiva, what do we mean that it causes 7 days? What does that mean? Ilema de Metame Shiva, is it saying that when a person becomes a Zayv, he's Tumah 7 days? So, hi ma Zayv, I Tumah Shiva mi boyle. So what do you mean, gairim? What does that mean, the Lashon HaBraisa, ma gairim loy zayvai? Should have said, ma zayvai tamei shiva. What's gairim? What does the word gairim here mean? Zayvai is tamei seven. El olav, using the word gairim, is to tell me, davar ha-gairim saiser, davar shein ha-gairim ein ha-saiser shmamina. That the word is coming to tell me that in order to be Saitzer, it has to be something that caused the Zivus. And the cause of Zivus is a natural Zivus. And therefore, if it's a Cushy Zivus, it would not be Saitzer.
They ask him, they him by the Zivus in the Shiva Yamin, then?
And so according to that, we would have to be by the Kim according to the Shiva Yamin, correct?
Or as Lazar says, you
don't. Exactly. So it's a machlaik, it's tanoim. So what we're saying now is that from this raya, from Rav Oven, from this vice of the father of Rav Oven, you see that he assumed that according to the Rabbanon, Zavah Shein Nagayim is not Saiser. Right. Now, I just want to step back.
Rabbanan of
Elazar?
Yeah. But
they
said the third one you don't need
to check. Okay, so I'm going to explain it in a second. Again, the Gemara Shaila was, if Kushi is Saiser, that was the Rabbi Shaila. A woman that has labor pains during Kushi, is it Saiser? So we started to prove that question from a man. So we're switching focus from Mrs. Woman to Mr. Man. And Mr. Man, right, is Saiser even behind us. So we wanted to prove that that's a raya, that even though it's not a gairim, it's Saiser. That's what Abaye's proof was. Rava answered him that it's not a raya because he told him, Inus is also a gairim. Inus is a gairim. Therefore, Inus is Saiser, because it is a gairim. Go to the Rabbanan. We're now in Rabbanan. Now, so therefore, according to Rava, there is no proof from a man to a woman. Because by a man, you don't have a non-gairim. Every zebus is a gairim. There is no such thing as a non-gairim. What zibus is not a gairim? Einus? Einus is a gairim. So what zibus is not gairim? There's no such thing. Therefore, any zibus is aitzer. Every zibus is a gairim. Therefore, man can't prove woman. Because by man, there's no such thing as a non-gairim. By woman, there's a thing as a non-gairim called kuchi. By man, every zibus is a gairim.
It only works for a torah.
Maybe zibus and bainus is a gairim. Maybe it's not. We don't know. But we proved it at the end of the day. Koin Tabli Yazza, we proved that it's Saiser even though it's not a Gairim. Right? We answered that.
He said that
fair. Yeah. So at the end of the day, man, there's no such thing. Koin Tabli Yazza, we proved that a non-Gairim is Saiser. And according to Rabbanan, there's no such thing as a non-Gairim. However, we do have a proof by a fertile lady. Because the lesson of Abu Adrab Avin was Gairim. Why did he say the word Gairim? Who cares about Gairim? He used the word Gairim. Why did he use the word Gairim? He should have said Tamei. He's teaching me that it does depend on Gairim. By man, it makes no difference because everything is a Gairim. But he's using the word Gairim to teach me a new rule. Only Gairim is Saiser. It won't make a difference by man because every type of zebus is a Gairim. But why did he use the word Gairim? Why did he use the word Tamei? So his choice of words teaches me that it has to be a Gairim to be Saiser, and now we apply that to a woman. So at the end of the day, by a man, there's no such thing as a non-gairim, according to the Rebbe. Everything is a gairim. But why did he use the word gairim if it doesn't make a difference? It makes a difference by a woman. So his choice of words answers Rabbi Shaila. That's what ends up. So let me review this so we can understand what's happening here. Rabbi asked the Shaila by a woman who has kushi, and kushi does not make her a zav. What if it happens in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyam? Rabbi wanted to know whether that takes off the day she counted, or can she proceed after the process? Abaya said to him, I can prove it to you from a man. A man doesn't become tamei b'aynus, yet aynus is saiser. So Rabbi said, it's not true. Aynus makes him bring a carbon. Aynus is a gairim. Can't prove anything from Aynus. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Aynus is not a gairim, he clearly states that even though it's a gairim, it's not a gairim, it's Saiser. So Rabbi Eliezer answers the question. He says in Beferish. He says Aynus is not a gairim at all, but it is a Saiser. So going to Eliezer, we have a proof. Going to the Rabbanan, we have no proof. Because Aynus is a gairim by a man. Therefore, we have no case that's analogous to a woman. A woman has a blood that's not a gairim, and man does not have a zivus that's not a gairim. There's no such thing. Every zivus is a gairim. So you can't use man to prove woman. Comes along the Gemara and says, I can't prove it from the halacha, but I can prove it from the choice of words. Rav Avin used the word gairim. Why did he use the word gairim? By man, there's no such thing. Every zebus is a gairim. By using the word gairim, he's telling me, gairim is saiser. By man, it happens to me that everything is a gairim. By a woman, it's not true. So we take his words and we use it as a proof. So at the end of the day, it ends up being a machloikas of Eliezer Rabbanan, whether a woman's kushi is saiser or not. According to Eliezer, it would be. According to Rabbanan, it wouldn't be. Zalkrashi Shmamina, But the nugget lashon grava, the raya is not from the halacha. The raya is from the choice of words. So we have a proof from Rabbi Eliezer, and we have a proof from the Rabbanon. The proof from Rabbi Eliezer is his halacha, he says so, and the proof from the Rabbanon is the choice of words. Amar Abaya. Naktinan, we paskin. Ein kushi saiser beziva. Kushi does not saiser by ziva. According to the Rabbanon, we proved it. You need a gairim. Right? And if you find the Tana, v'im ishkankas Tana dame saiser, if you find a brisa that says it's saiser, oh, Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told us it is saiser. So Abaya is summing it up. According to Rabbanon, it's not saiser. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it is saiser. Tanya, Remarain is Eimer, Ain Leid is the Saras Beziva. He says, Leid is not the Saras, like Rabbanon. Okay, so Krashi, Rabbi Eliezer, Yamar, Ain is saiser, Ain is Gairam. He said it in favor. Ibayalu, so we had the Shiloh.
So the Shivanikim can be interrupted. If you, your Shivanikim will resume after.
Just like Kerry. Now the Gemara gets the different Shiloh. Ibayalu, Mashatala. Does the days of Kuchi count towards the Shivanikim? By Kerry, we said it doesn't.
She's bleeding or not?
She's bleeding. But it's Kuchi. It can't cause Zivas.
Okay.
Abayama, Ainus, Aseres, Ainaila. Rav Amein is a Saras Vaila. Abaya says, it's not Saiser, but it doesn't count. And Rav says, it does count. I'm a Rav. So the truth is, in Svara, let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mao Shatala. I'm Yolda Bezaiv. Now, this is not talking while she's bleeding. While she's bleeding, nobody says it counts. The question is, will be made like Dasa and Loy Rasa. This is, we had this last week. If a woman has Shiva Nikiyam during the days of Tumah, during the 14 days, remember we had it last week? This is the Shaila here. Here's a woman that gave birth. She's not seeing blood, but she's in the days of Tumah. Can that count towards the Shiva Nikiyam? No.
Okay.
Or she saw blood and stopped. Mao she Avalon and Nikiyam Velatisbuk Tisbachreya. This is a shaila, has nothing to do with bleeding. If she's bleeding, it doesn't count. It's like about Carrie. Here is a woman that gave birth in the middle of her Shiva Nikiyam. Now, she's not seeing blood, but she's still in her 14 days of Tumah. Can she count Shiva Nikiyam during the days of Tumah? Or do we say Shiva Nikiyam has to be in days that a potential Tara, I mean, she's a Zava, but it's not Tame for a different reason. Can she have Shiva Nikiyam during the days that she's Tame as a Leda? That's the question. Last week we said yes. Now we're learning it's a Machlokes Abaye and Rava. That's what we answered, right? We answered that Levi holds that it is Ayla, which is like Rava.
She bounced from there to the
right. Zakti Gemara, like the Rashi, Ainus is Saris. Imhais is Zava Paska Beschila Lisbar. She was a Zava and stopped. Viola. Ainus is Saris. Because that's Ainus. That's not a Gairam. We mainly does. I feel like Ainus Raya Behem. Aimashlima Misvarasa. Those days cannot count. El Mishalemis Achrayem. Ad. I don't know what he's Gairam here. I think it's in the next Rashi. Achrayem, period. Him is the next Rashi. So Rava says it does count, and Abaya says it doesn't count. So Rava, how do I know it? Netanya, v'achar titoher. It says in the pasuk, v'achar titoher. I don't have the pasuk here. Does anybody have the pasuk on the side? Nimtara mizayva, v'safra lo shiv v'nekiyam v'achar titoher. V'achar titar. After the shiva nikiyam becomes tar. What's v'achar titar? V'samel l'shiva nikiyam. V'tahara. What's v'achar titar? Obviously, if she has to count to Minakim, then she'll become tar. What's the achar? Achar, achar, lukulam. So I say, tumam avsekis v'neim. Achar, achar, lukulam means that you cannot have tumma in between the 7 days. It has to be 7 consecutive clean days. Now, iyam Rabbi Shlomo Ayla, hainu gloim avsekis tumma. If you're going to say that the later days can't count, that means there were days of Tumah in between the Shiva and the Kim. Akatitor says, can't be Tumah in between. Yes, he is. She's Tamei Leida. So while she sees blood, she's like a Balkari. But now she's not seeing blood. Why did the Torah write Akatitor to say Tumah can't be in between? Right. Now, if you tell me it counts, so then, shot is, Tumah is not mafsik. So like, Tumah mafsik is benaya means, Tumah won't be mafsik. Tumah is not mafsik. That's what it means. Not, you can't have Tumah. Tumah is not mafsik in between. Being tummy for a different reason doesn't destroy the Shavanakia. Doesn't mafsik. Now, that may...
Which word is that?
Achar. So, like, Tumah mafsek is v'neyem. Tumah is not mafsek. I'm going to tell you, how does he translate? I might be making a mistake.
That no Tumah should interrupt between them.
Right. Okay, no Tumah should interrupt. So, yeah, the way I said it at the beginning. So, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Ayla, if you tell me the days of Leida count, Hainu d'loy mafsek is Tumah. So then, Tumah is not interrupting them. Because it counts. Interruption would mean days that don't count. If you tell me they don't count, that means there are days in between of Tumah that didn't count. So how can she resume Tumah as being mafsik b'neiyah? If she can count it, that's not called a hefsik. Tumah was a mafsik. But if she can't count it, then there were days of Tumah there, right? And she can't resume. How can she resume? Achar saying, no resumption after days of Tumah. Now, if you tell me that she can count while she's Tumah, so there was no hefsik. But if you tell me she can't count when she's Tumah, then there was a hefsik of Tumah. Habayi Amalach, say Tumah Zivah Mafsek is Benayah. Achar just means she can't have a day of Zivahs in between. A day of Zivahs ruins the Shiva Nikiyam. That's what it means to tell me.
Leida is not,
even though there's days of Leida, it's a different Tumah, and therefore it's not Saiser Shiva Nikiyam. It won't count, but it's not Saiser. Rabbi says, if it doesn't count, isn't Akar telling me no Tumah? And Abai says, no, it means no Tumah Ziva. Rashi, Im Tahara Mizaiva Besafra La. Mizaiva. Period.
And this is all with either Kishui or
Leda,
right?
The days she sees blood don't count.
Oh, we're talking about...
Now she's not seeing blood. While she sees blood, she's like about Kerry.
That interrupted?
No. Because Kerry's one day, so these things are one day. But a Tumah, like a longer Tumah, is Saiser.
So anything that makes her Shomer Siyom is not considered Tumah? She
sees
one day. That's not an interruption.
Because Kushi is not Zivas. She can't be a Shemarit Jam from Kushi. Kushi's not Zivas.
Okay, so she needs Kushi's blood. Blood by itself, without Kushi.
That's Zivas.
That's not Zivas.
I'm a rabbi min aminala. The Tanya we learned mizayva v'loy miniga. She can be a mitzaras and be a zava and get rid of her zivas. Mizayva v'loy mileta. She can be a zava and then give birth, and she can become tar from zayva without being tar from leta. Clear liar, right? Here's a lady that's a mitzaras. She becomes a zava she can clean herself from zivus and remain a mitzvah. A woman can give birth. She can clean herself from zivus and remain a yoledes. That means she became tar during yoledes. Abaya amalach tani chada. It's race part of the b'raisa. Mizayva v'lay meniga v'lay tisni loy v'laydata. Niga is a different kind of tumah. Later comes from isomakum. It's the same blood, so therefore that wouldn't apply. He erases it. So therefore, Dr. Abaya, you're right. You're being a b'raisa. The b'raisa, you have a wrong b'raisa. The b'raisa never said mizayva v'lay meniga. The b'raisa said mizayva v'lay meniga. Rashi. What difference does it make? She's going to be tummy as a mitzaras. Tarek is a mitzaras, can have tas mishamita. A zava can't. So if she gets rid of her ziva, she becomes what to her husband. Even if she has a nega. She doesn't have to wait to become tar from niga. Now the truth is, Rashi's saying a big chiddush here. She doesn't have to bring a carbon to become Tara Labaila. Carbon is not ma'akib Tara Labaila. Rashi could have just said she can get rid of her zivus and be Tara Labaila. Rashi's just adding the fact that you could bring a carbon. The carbon's not going to make a difference. Right? The carbon's not going to make a difference.
This is the word for the tummy carbon, but that's not, that means leader.
Well, she can send the carbon.
Right? She can send the carbon with somebody else.
Right. The problem here is that the carbon's not going to make a difference. To be mutzal labayla, you don't need a carbon.
It's just
to be able to eat kachim. And she won't be able to eat kachim anyway. She's a mitzaras. Yeah. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Engler says to look at the Turiya and the Megillah.
She's still in a different state, a different halachic state. She has different
discernment
this one.
Again, but Rashi says here, if you read Rashi, Tavi carbon v'asti carbon v'tama bayala. Rashi makes it sound that the carbon is what makes her mutter to her husband. That's a difficult Rashi. It's a shver Rashi. Thank you for showing up because I was worried where you were. That's what happens when you come every day. See, people that don't come every day, I don't worry when they're not here. You show up every day, so therefore when you're not here, I say myself, where is she?
Won't be here tomorrow, though.
Okay. Usually you tell me, so tomorrow I won't worry.
I wasn't expecting.
Okay, it happens. It happens to the best. Adorava. People that are not here usually they're not expected to be here. It's a mylet. I'm saying it's a mylet. I don't know. Sorry. Well, let me lay down, says Dr. Rashi. Kiva shatar mizayva sefaris miyad. It says she doesn't have to wait till the dust is over. So it's clearly saying, like Rava, and Abaya erases it. Dr. Gemara, but Rava, hi, my. Rava says, no. You can't erase it. Why? If you tell me the pasuk is telling me that she can be a yoledes and be tar from zayva like Rava holds, I didn't interplay later tani nigga. That's why it said mizayva v'leim nigasa. Meaning, what Rava is saying is mizayva v'leim nigasa. I don't need this pasuk. Eli I amret. Atu later. Eli amret mizayva v'leim nigga. Hay mechitra zav mizayva nafka. I already learned that by man mizayva v'leim nigga. Why do I need a pasuk by a lady that she can be a mitzaras and get tar from zivas? We see it by a man. He can be a mitzayra and get tar from zivas. So why did the Torah write mizayva? Something unique to a lady. If it's nigga, I don't have to write it by a lady. It says it by a man. Therefore, Zot Rava, can't erase that part from the b'raisa, because without that part, I don't need the pasuk. The b'raisa said two things. Mizayva was like nigga, mizayva was like nedasa. The trouble is, nigga is not a chiddush. Nigga I know from a man. The chiddush is laid and I threw it in because once I said like that, I threw in nigga. I don't need it for nigga. But according to you, Abaya, it only says nigga.
Should not have mentioned nigga at all.
Zuck Rabba, I need the tana. Where's his lashon? I need it. It's a right laid, the tani nigga. L.A. I'm a mizayba, let me nigga. I'm a chitazam mizayba nafka. Mizayva Belaminig. Habayah's answer is, Chad Bezav, Chad Bezav, Srichi. I wouldn't learn a woman from a man. Because the Rachman of Bezav, if the Torah would have written a Bezav, it's not a time of blindness. Azav is not a time of blindness. He's more kuladik. Therefore, he can become tar even though he's a mitzayra. Avazav is a time of blindness. I'm a lie. Maybe she's stricter. Tricha. So the Torah had to write it by Azav. Because the Rachman of Bezav, sometimes a time of Berias can be yamim. It has to be over 3 days by a lady. If she does it all one day, she's not Azav. Avazav is a time of Berias can be yamim. I'm a lie. But a Zav that's Matame by three Rias, even in the same day, he strips her. Kamash Tzvichai needed by man. Top Rashi Amid Bein. Zav Matame Bein B'Shalash Rias B'Yayim Echad, Bein B'Shalash Rias B'Gimel Yamim. A Zav becomes Tame three in one day or three over 3 days with Sufim. By the way, it can't be one and three. It has to be one, two, and three. Or just one and two. But you can't skip a day. The Sibba Yamim says Yamim Rabim, the Baba Kama Marbin and Zav Yamim. And there we have a pasuk that says, the Gemara's kasha there is, how about a Zav who sees it over 3 days? Maybe it has to be all one day. The Gemara Baba Kama brings a Ribui.
Why wouldn't we bring what we said before with the hair? The hair gets longer. He has to keep his hair long. That was the Chumra of a man. Didn't we say that earlier?
Yeah, we brought that. There's a lot of Chumras by a man. You want to know why did we bring this one? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't think of it. I don't know. Fine, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.